こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピード調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュースいきます。テキサス大学と UCLA の教授らが人々のセックスに関する後悔の進化的役割についての研究を行いました。その結果、その後悔の念っていうのは人間の存続と繁栄において意味のある役割を果たしていることが分かりました。男性は何かをしなかったことに対し後悔する傾向にあるのに対し、女性は一夜限りの関係などやってしまったことを後悔する傾向にありました。これっていうのは男性にとってセックスの機会を失うことは繁殖の機会を失うことであり、女性にとって不用意なセックスはその後9ヶ月間の妊娠と、まあ、約2年間の授乳の可能性を生んでしまうためということで、2万5000人を対象にした、アンケートで分かったということです。
University of Texas and UCLA professors did a study on the potential evolutionary role of sexual regret on human survival and reproduction. They suggest that men are more likely to regret not taking action on a potential liaison, and women are more likely to regret taking action. And they believe that women are more likely to regret sexual encounters because these encounters may result in pregnancy, which is obviously at a much greater cost, 9 months of pregnancy and 2 years of breastfeeding, than the cost that men would have to experience.
そう。で、この2万5000人に聞いたところ、女性に最も多い後悔は、処女をあげる相手を間違えたとか、浮気、あとすぐにセックスしてしまったっていうのに対して、男性は恥ずかしくてセックスまで持っていけなかったとか、若い時もっとやっとけばよかった、あと独身の時もっとやっとけばよかったみたいな、なんか男の人の方がちょっとポジティブっていうか、なんていうの、
Is that positive?
なんか女の人の方がちょっと暗くない、なんかみたいな、そう、後悔の度合いがちょっと違うよね。
I feel like there's something that they don't really address it in this study. They're just looking at people have sex and how do they feel about it and why, right?
Right.
But the game is, let's be honest, largely men chasing women. Right? I mean, doesn't that have a lot to do with the way that they perceive these opportunities and these experiences?
でもこの男性の後悔はなんか、
The thing is, when women try to have sex, usually they just end up having sex, so they would regret having sex. But when men try to have sex, oftentimes they fail. It doesn't happen. Their pickup line was terrible, and they end up just going home and powering up their computer. And I think that has a lot to do with.
でも fail して regret してるんじゃなくて。いけそうだったのに、何？できそうだったのに恥ずかしくてやらなかったみたいなのが多いんだよ。
Yeah, that's called failing.
It's not.
It is.
It is? I don't know.
Confidence is a huge part of that.
あとその若い時もっとやっとけばよかったとか。That's fail というか、まだなんていうの？ You didn't even try. So, you didn't even fail. You know what I mean?その前の段階みたいな。
But don't you think that if the game was the other way around, where women were chasing men, that these perceptions would change to some extent, regardless of the fact that men aren't getting pregnant? You know what I mean?
I don't know. なんかやっぱり女性の方が失うものが大きいじゃん。失敗した時に。
But women don't have that same regret of not trying hard enough because they don't have to try that hard.To get late.
ああ、まあね、そこはね、
right?
そこはね。ただその、
I feel like this study just kind of missed some of this.
でも女の子と話してて、ああ、やれそうだったのにやんなかったからマジ後悔だわとか言ってんの聞いたことないじゃん。
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some moments like that for girls too, but そこまで後悔するほどのことでもないというか、別に you won't get pregnant from that だから、なんか。
But、
結果の重大さが全然違うからじゃない。
But they attribute almost, it seems like they're attributing most, if not all of this, to the biological differences and how women get pregnant and men don't, and how mm-hmm. That's such a significant cost. But I don't know. It seems like the way the game is, where men chase women, that seems like it has a lot more to do with it.
でも men chasing women になった元もそのbiological difference のが原因じゃない？そもそも。
That's the deeper issue. I don't know.
だからで面白いことにそのこの2万5千人に聞いた中にはゲイの人もいたんだって。でもそれでも男と女で regret していることはあんまり変わらないみたい。だからやっぱりあの biological の差が、まあそれはゲイでもね別に変わらないからっていうことだと思うんだけど、It's kind of interesting。であのまあその後悔っていうのはやっちゃった後から来るから別に自分の身を守るためには意味ないんだけど、まあ次に同じようなことがあった時にまあ役に立つっていう。進化的役割 evolutionary role らしいです。
まあ、that's interesting.
Yeah. 次、Amazon の従業員の深刻な、健康被害についての記事です、BBC のリポーターが実際にイギリスの Amazon の倉庫の仕事を得て潜入取材を行い、隠しカメラなどで現状を明らかにしました。取材対象となったのはイギリスのスウォンジーにある物流センターで7万5000平方メートルの広さ、東京ドーム2個分ぐらい、およそ2個分、
Almost.
Yeah. で携帯端末に集める商品が表示され時間のカウントダウンが始まります。で間違った商品を取ると警告音が鳴るっていうことなんだけど、1回のシフトで17キロも歩いて33秒に1つの割合で商品を集めなくてはいけないということです。で UK の労務問題の専門家は、まあ、これは一番悪いパターンだと言っていて、まあ、その、原因はその10時間半っていう長シフトで、さらに重労働かつ精神的にも追い詰められるっていう、メンタル的にもフィジカル的にもちょっときつすぎるっていうことでした。
A BBC reporter went undercover at Amazon working at a warehouse in England, and the warehouse is 75,000 square meters, or almost twice the size of Tokyo Dome. He was working 10.5 hour shifts. In one shift he had to walk 17 kilometers, and he was pulling one productevery 33 seconds. UK experts on work stress claim that the conditions significantly increase the risk of mental and physical illness.
Yeah. 17 kilo, すごいね。遠いよね。
Yeah.
どこまで行けちゃう？あの、Amazon でもずっと不思議なんだよね、私。あの、その中がどうなってるかわかんないから。だから、うちらはさ、オンラインでパチって押すと、もうその日とかに来るじゃん。
いや。
でなんか、え、これどうやってここまで届いてんの、そんなすぐみたいな。
There's been a lot of media coverage of Amazon, and there have been strikes in Germany.
Okay.
I think. But
for the payment or just working condition?
They want more money. So what Amazon decided to do is close some of those warehouses and open up warehouses somewhere else where people complain. I mean, that's these union strikes often do not work out that well. But it sounds bad. But I've worked in retail and I had to do the same thing, where I had to use that gun to scan clothing. And extremely complicated merchandise system, and we had time limits, and all of our pulling was monitored. So if you had over a certain number of errors, you'd lose your job. Hmm. And this, you know, I never got to sit down. I was working long. It sucks, but if you get a shitty job, it's going to be shitty. I don't know. Is that just unsympathetic?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't.
いやだからその、この重労働でしかもナイトシフトの場合に、あの連続で10時間半、まあ間に休憩入る、1時間入るみたいなんだけど、 が問題だって言われてるみたい。だから8時間じゃないといけないって、その夜間のシフトで、しかもこの体を使ったなんかカートをしてるわけよ、あの商品が入ってるね、ですごい重いものの時もあるわけじゃん、もちろん、でしかもこのウェアハウスがでかすぎだから、結構の距離を歩いてそれを押さなくちゃいけないから、でしかも時間の制限もあるから、もうあーってなっちゃうんじゃない。痩せそうだよね、めちゃくちゃ。
It just doesn't sound that bad to me. I mean, I
Really?
When I was working in retail, we had sometimes I worked at night. I'd work double shifts, which would be 10 hours.
Okay.
We were unloading trucks. These trucks would show up with all the stuff.
Yeah.
And we have like 3 people unloading literally tons. And so I was unloading like these huge boxes. Each box was weighed at least 30 kilos, 30 if not more. It's pretty heavy. And you're just lifting those with your back like for like all day, and then the next truck comes in. I mean, it's I guess it's not comfy. Is
it's not the 重労働 part alone. It's just that その常にカウントダウン、常にこの10時間半の間常にカウントダウンされてて、they don't get to do anything else. だから、このピックするだけの仕事だから、だから常にカウントダウンされて、しかもそれが結構ギリギリの時間で、でさらに歩く距離が長すぎるし、シフトが長いってことじゃない？前もリテールで働いたことあるけど、あのハンガーをかける、なんかハンガーとハンガーの間が絶対1センチって言われて、お客さんがでもジャーってやるじゃん、そしてそれをまた1センチに直すみたいな、超エンドレスなの。 That was so stupid. しかも社長が来る時だけなのそれ。 That was so stupid. I was like, oh, 意味ないじゃん。
I don't know. I feel like I've done somewhat similar. Maybe not as bad. Probably not as bad, butI was grateful for the opportunity to.
How noble of you.
I'm not trying to be noble or anything. I just feel like there's a lot of work. There's way worse jobs than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know, it's
just
like.
What about
the thing
tuck cubing guy that delivers shit? Like,
yeah, the thing is like, with any job, I think, こういうなんか精神的と肉体的に毎日的にすごい辛い仕事を毎日毎日何年もやるとってことでしょ。だから it's not like.Part-time job like twice, three times a week, but rather it's like 毎日何年間もやってると、だからこの、ま、常にカウントダウンされてるから嫌になっちゃうというか、おかしくなっちゃうんじゃない？そりゃそうだよね。足とか超マッチョになりそうじゃん、もう毎日17キロ歩いてたら。I don't know. 次、架空の彼女ができる Invisible Girlfriend というサービスがスタートします。セントルイスのスタートアップウィークエンドという会社が始めるもので、友達や彼女に彼女がいるふりをするのを手伝ってくれるということです。例えばそのゲイであるっていうことを周りに隠している人とか、まあ、何かしらの理由で自分に彼女がいるふりをしなくてはいけない人用に3つのオプションが用意されています。 Just talking, getting serious, almost engaged. Just talking は 9.99 ドルだから、まあ1000円ぐらいで、メール、録音された会話、電話の会話、小さいプレゼント、あと緊急ボタン。多分この緊急ボタンを押すと、まあ、メール来たり電話来たりすると思うんだけど。Getting serious は 29.99 ドル。なので、まあ大体3000円ぐらいで、Just Talking についてくるの、プラス、Facebook のリレーションシップステータスを変えられるっていうのと、ボイスメール、あとギフトや手紙。最後 Almost Engaged は 49.99 ドル、だからまあ5000円ぐらいで、今まで言ったの全てのサービスプラス彼女の性格などをカスタマイズできる、あと出会いなどの設定を自分で考えられる、あとリアル電話ができるということです。
A web service called Invisible Girlfriend helps clients pretend that they have a girlfriend. This is a service intended for people who want to pretend that they have a girlfriendand there's 3 options: just talking, getting serious, and almost engaged. Just talking is $9.99, or about 1,000 yen. That includes texts, recorded phone calls, small gifts, and an emergency button, but we don't know what this button does, do we?
Yeah, but I think it's like an app. It's in the app. When you press it, you get text or phone call or whatever.
Soka. Getting serious is sanzen. It's the same as just talking, except it also includes Facebook status change, voicemail, gifts, and notes. Almost engaged is 5,000 yen and includes, additionally, it includes the ability to customize the girlfriend's personality, create a backstory, as well as live phone calls.
そう、なのでその彼女のもちろん写真とかもあるし、relationship status 変えれるってことは Facebook のページもちゃんとあるんだよね、その彼女の。しかも just for you.
So she has her own Facebook page.
Is
she gonna like comment on your page? I guess she would.
なんかそれも選べるみたい。その SNS 上でどういう風にインタラクトしたいかみたいな。だからなるべくリアルな本当の人間に見えるようにちゃんとしてくれるみたい。
So they suggest this for people who want to hide their homosexuality?
For example, yeah.
As an example.
Yeah. とか、あの、家族にまだ彼女できないの?とか、なんかプレッシャーかけられてる人が、いや、いるって、みたいな感じで、あの、まあ、そのふりをするためとか。
It's weird to think of that as being such a big problem.
いや、あとはなんかあの誰かに言い寄られてて、何、いやもう彼女いるんでみたいな風に言い訳したい人とか、そういう人らしい。
So it just it helps people lie basically.
そう。
Tell a very specific lie.
そう。だキャバ嬢とかでそういうシステムあるじゃん。
What happens if people bust you with this? Like someone takes your phone and finds the Invisible Girlfriend app?It's like.
てか Invisible Girlfriend app に見えないようになってんじゃない?それもちゃんと。
Well, yeah, probably. But if they knew what it did look like, right?
If they knew, then.
Well, I mean, if you got busted somehow, you know, I don't know how it would happen.
So 恥ずかしいよね。
A million ways it could happen, but yeah, you'd be pretty embarrassed, I think.
結構恥ずかしいね。ずっと、しかも。その嘘ついてた期間が長ければ長いほど結構やばいね、だって見てこんなプレゼントもらっちゃったんだ彼女にとかさ言うわけじゃん。
I don't remember his name, but there was a football player that basically did this.
Yeah.
With the whole the fake Facebook and everything. Yeah.
そう。なんかあれもしかもエンゲージしてたんだよね。
What was his name?
じゃなかった。 I don't know. 覚えてない。あれも恥ずかしかった。あれなんてもう世界中にバレちゃったからね。
Yeah,
個人レベルじゃなくて恥ずかしいにも程があるけど、まあでもここまでしてだから1000円とか聞くとああ安いなって思うけど、このサービスにしては、でも1000円毎月払ってまでね。
Well, to me it just seems like such a pain in the ass to try to maintain this lie、
ね、
you know, like I gotta answer fake phone calls, I gotta like
そう。
Get fake texts and I gotta act like, oh, she loves me. Like, what am I doing?
あ、ごめん、彼女からちょっと電話来たわ、みたいな。面白いよね。まあ、なんかあの、このサービス自体がジョークだったらしいの、最初。あの、these like startup guys were like, あ、なんか面白そうだからこういうページ作ろうぜ、みたいな。最初ジョークだったんだけど、実際本当にやっちゃった、何?ちゃんとサービスとして作っちゃった、みたいな。
The football player's name is Manti Te'o.
Okay.
He was playing for Notre Dame.
まあ、まあでもそれゲイであることを隠してるとか、まあ中には結構そういうシリアスなね、なんか理由がある人もいるんだろうね。なんかただの見えっ張りとかじゃなくてさ。
I don't know. This service is pretty.Puzzling to me.
Almost engaged ってやばいよね。
Yeah, so how do you break up with this thing?
You just stop paying.
When you cancel your subscription, do they send you like angry fake emails and angry fake texts?
ね、わかんない。
Angry fake phone calls?
I miss you.
Or you can, maybe you can choose whether or not you get dumped or you dump them.
ああ、じゃない?選べそうだよね。That's fun though.ね、このサービス裏側の人が楽しそう。次どういうメール送ろうかなとか。
If you get to sit there
yeah.
and pretend to dump someone.
Yeah, その仕事超楽しくない?次はじゃあなんかクッキーでもあげようかなとかさ。
It seems like you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I would love that. 私だってあのメールの桜のバイトしてたの昔ね。
うん。
あの出会い系のメールじゃないや電話。
うん。
Do you know this weird movie where Anne Hathaway is doing the same thing?
I don't watch a lot of Anne Hathaway movies.
なんかあの男の人が電話してくるのね。
うん。
これあんまり人に言ったことないんだけど、あの男の人が電話してきてそれを取るの。そうするとパソコンの画面上にその人の家の周りの地図が出んのね。He doesn't know that I'm getting paid. He thinks that I'm a random girl in his neighborhood. で、だからマミはそのふりしてんの。だからなんか暇でみたいな。
これ言っていいの？
うん、言っていいんじゃない？で、その彼はだからあ自分はなんか北海道のなんちゃらに住んでてみたいな。で、あ、私もだよみたいな。So the more he thinks that he has a, you know, なんか会う可能性 with me, then he'll keep talking, right? で、1分何十円とかでお金もらえるの。
What is this guy paying for this?
そうそうそう。
But he doesn't know that you're getting paid.
うん、知らない。
Where does he think the money's going?
このサービス、この出会い系のサービスに自分は払ってて、女の子は女の子も女の子でそこに登録してると思ってる。
How old were you when you were doing it?
多分ね、何歳だろう、19歳とか大学生の時。
Hmm.
で、あの女の子がみんなキュービコーに座ってんのね。
Yeah.
で雑誌とか見てお菓子とか食べながら適当に電話取るんだけど、みんなね結構おばさんとかなの。
So what is your, I don't know, Kyaba name? Not Kyaba, だけど
your... え、もう毎回適当。
Oh, you're just
毎回違う人だから。で、誰に似てるのとか言われても毎回、え、広瀬涼子とか全部適当な。藤原紀香とか言ってた。
あれ怖いね、マミ。
あれ、すごいいいバイトだったんだけど、みんなでも騙されてたからかわいそうだよね、よく考えると。
Yeah, how many of those people are like, just...wallowing in their own crap right now, just miserable.
しかもそのすごいシステマイズされてるからさ、it automatically shows their the map of where they live, or at least the station, their station, and like なんかすごかった、ハイテクだった。I don't know if it's legal, though.
Mm.
I don't think it's illegal for me to work there, but I don't know if it'sLegal as business.
What kind of people were calling into this service? Like, what, how old are they? Were they living in like baller places?
No.
Or it's all like 田舎の人。
なんか世の中の寂しい男性たち。で、なんか、大体でも20代、30代から、でもおじさんとかも結構いたと思う。あんま覚えてないけど、でも、何夜とかちょっと寂しくなって。
But what are you, okay, so what are you saying on the phone? Is this like phone sex? Or like phone...
No, we just have a conversation.
Would people try to initiate phone sex?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Always. They'll ask like, oh, what are you wearing right now? とか。それも全部適当に答えるの。っていう変なバイトの話でした。
Interesting.
yep.
A new mobile telepresence device called Double allows you to control a physical avatar of yourself from anywhere in the world. The user can control the device remotely and see using the mounted iPad's camera. This thing is basically like a Segway with an iPad attached to the top, and the iPad can control the Segway. So you're remotely controlling this. It's not actually a Segway. It just looks like one. It's like an iPad on a stick with wheels.Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's 255,000 yen. The user can drive it around offices to follow people to different meeting rooms and look around and explore. So it's like a robot you that you control with an iPad.
新しいテレプレゼンス機器 W が発表されました。これ 棒人間みたいな形してて、顔の部分が iPad のスクリーンになっています、これがあればオフィスに行かなくても会議に参加できるということで、この棒人間をリモートで動かせるんだよね、25万5千円なり、
yep.
いらね
ー What? There are some interesting people、pictures of people using this、and they're like putting the t-shirtOnto the double, and then their face is on the screen. So it's like it's kind of like FaceTime on the screen of the iPad. So your face is chanto there, and then you have a shirt, and then you have like wheels, and then you're just at home or overseas or whatever, and you can participate in meetings. You can attend tech shows. You can roll up to a booth.And talk to the person at the tech show, ask questions, look at products, get information. You can walk over to the next booth. I mean, it is kind of incredible.
例えばね、そういうトレードショーとかが、例えば日本に座ってて、あのスペインのなんだっけ、モバイル、ワールドモバイルなんとかってあんじゃん、トレードショーでっかい。あれに行きたいけど行けない場合は、自分がそこでさ、見れたらいいかもしれないけど、そのトレードショーがこのサービスを提供してくれるんだったらいいけど、この棒人間を自分が購入する意味がちょっと分かんないよね。
Well, I mean,
right?
Well, there's different...
You wouldn't want to buy it yourself.
Well, the trade show is just one example. There's other things you can do with this. If you're in a long distance relationship and you want to have your boyfriend in your apartment walking around. So it's like FaceTime, but he can like walk around.
だってさ、これ車輪だからガラガラガラってなるわけでしょ、
huh?
だからガラガラガラガラってさ、車輪で追いかけてくるわけじゃん。
No, it's got smooth little wheels. It's like
ガラガラガラガラだよ絶対。
No,
だからそれで自分の家にいるときにさ、彼氏の顔が映ってるこの棒人間がさ、廊下とかガラガラ歩いてたら怖いよ。
Yeah,
oh my god みたいな。
Like while you're sleeping,
yeah,
the double like walks up to the edge of your bed and it's just watching you.
怖いよ、やだ。そうだよ、ストーカーとかも超できるじゃん。
But if you're not home, like you're overseas or something, you could just leave this in your home and
yeah, Skype でいいじゃん。
You can if you have a pet that you left at home, for example, let's say Baritang is left at home.
Cat will knock it out. Knock it off.
Your cat's left at your house. There's no one. Huh?
What? Ah, no. そういうサービスあるじゃん。もう別になんかあの普通の画面動かなくてよくない別に。
No, but if the cat like runs outside of the screen, then 見えないじゃん。だからこのダブルが
追いかけたら猫絶対怖がるよ。Like, what is this thing following me?
It'll get used to it.
やだよ。
But it reminded me of that, that movie called Surrogates. Do you remember that movie? With Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Where they all have the fake version of themselves.
Yeah, they don't
use their real body. They only use a fake body.
Yeah.
This is the exact same thing. Except it's a much shittier version of yourself. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they combined this concept of double, if they combine that with modern robotics technology, like the stuff that DARPA has, like fully functional with functional hands, functional legs, everything, they combine that with this double concept, you could really control a robot, a surrogate,
なんかいろいろなんかちゃんと真面目な、ちゃんと真面目な本当に意味のある使い方いろいろ考えればあるんだろうけど、その遠距離で言うとちょっといきなりキモくない？なんか遠距離の彼氏のサーゲイが家にいるとか。
Well,
and you can make out with them.
Yeah, you're not, obviously you're not sold on the idea. I wouldn't buy one, but I think it's interesting.But there are people that are already buying this and using it and attending events and conducting meetings using this weird thing with wheels and an iPad attached to it that drives around.
その遠隔の普通のテレプレゼンスっていっぱいあるじゃん。その画面でとか。だからそのミーティングルームの画面に自分の顔が映ってるのはわかるんだけど、それがガラガラガラガラ動く必要あるかな、オフィスの中を。
Well,
do you know what I mean?
If the person wants to be able to look around and move in somewhere where he isn't, then he needs this, right?
でもだって iPad の画面だからそんな上下とか見れないじゃん。
Well, this is, right? This is just, I'm just talking about this as a concept. It doesn't have to be an iPad. It doesn't have to be that little stick on a Segway thing. You know what I mean? I'm just saying this is like very, this is very early. This, with the technologies that we have now, I think this is definitely something that we are going to be seeing in the not so distant future.
Yeah. まあだってあの高いテレプレゼンスあるじゃない、あのシスコとかがやってる何千万円とかでつけるやつ、あれは本当にね、あのスターウォーズだよ、もうスターウォーズってこういる感じになってるじゃん、遠くの人がさミーティングするとき、本当にああいう感じで。
なんでスターウォーズ、
You know in Star Wars they have meetings where you know、なんかホログラムみたいになっててさ、like they're in other planets but thenIt feels like you're in the same room. They're having a meeting. そんな感じのイメージで、なんていうの、画面に映ってる机と自分の机が同じ机だし、背景も同じだし、椅子も同じだし、だからなんていうの、でサイズも一緒なのね。実際の人間のサイズなの。だから I've had meetings with Cisco Telepresence like several times, but 本当に会ったみたいな感じ。Oh, nice shirt みたいな感じで。楽しかった、画質もすごいいいし、音もその話してる人の方から聞こえるのね、だから会ったみたいな気持ちになる、あの国が全然違っても。 It's really cool but it's really expensive, so あんまりカーメンじゃないけど。
Yeah, this is cheaper.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
If everyone bought doubles, probably still cheaper.
Yeah.
So you just have a bunch of things driving around with iPad faces on them.
やだね。 Okay.
A new study suggests that a daily bout of exercise should erase or minimize the negative health impacts of inactivity and overeating. This study was published in the Journal of Physiology. Scientists had two groups of men, one that ran 45 minutes per day on a treadmill and another that did no deliberate exercise. The non-exercising group increased their caloric intake by 50% and the exercising group by 75%. The idea was to have both groups have the same caloric surplus.This is to determine whether the benefits of exercise are beyond a simple reduction of caloric intake. After 7 days, both groups were subjected to insulin measurements and fat tissue biopsies. After only a week, the 7 days, the men who did not exercise showed a significant decline in their blood sugar regulation, and their biopsied fat cells had begun to overexpress various genes contributing to unhealthy metabolic changes.And underexpressed genes important for metabolic function. The volunteers who had exercised once per day were not similarly afflicted, despite having the same caloric surplus. Their gene expression was also far healthier.
毎日の運動で食べ過ぎやダラダラしたのがほぼなかったことになることが分かりました。Journal of Psychology に発表されたもので、男性のグループを2組に分けて片方にのみ45分間毎日走ってもらいました。運動しなかった方は、普段より 50% 多く食べてもらって、運動した方には 75% 多く食べてもらうことによって、まあ、そのカロリーの、その差を同じにするっていう。で7日後、インシュリン値の測定と脂肪組織の生検を行って、2組に大きな差が見られました。運動した方は、運動しなかった方は血糖値のコントロールが悪化していて遺伝子レベルでメタボ化していたのに対し、運動していた方はカロリー増加しているにもかかわらず、特にその健康に害があるとか、そういう悪化した変化はありませんでした。今からでも遅くないということだよね。だからたった7日間でこの結果ということは、
Yeah, I mean, it's apparently just 7 days makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
a huge difference.
よく聞くのはそのいやもう遅いよみたいな、なんかもう30年間何もしてないしとか、あの、あと考えすぎてみんなもう週4日とか5日とかもうできないから週1日もやらないみたいな。でもなんかちょっとでもだからやった方がいいんだよね。
Yeah, it's easy to start thinking that you don't have time. It's easy to think, oh, I don't have time to exercise. Or, you know, I don't, you have a certain routine that you do that doesn't allow, that doesn't give you time to exercise.
Mm.
But I think most people, if they worked with it a little bit, could find, you know, that 30 minutes or whatever it is to get some exercise in. And if that means that you're that much healthier and your body's working that much better, it seems definitely worth it.
So, right?
This is definitely a more, a greater impact than getting a massage or something, for sure.
Yeah. That's got it.
Undoubtedly. But people won't say they don't have a time for a massage.
Yeah. So, ne.
People don't have time for stuff they don't want to do, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's more like an excuse, right? でなんかよく見るのはその会社の後に一駅ちょっと歩くとかその、まあ、歩いて30分とか50分ギリギリ50分ぐらいのところに、まあ、オフィスがある人は歩いて帰るとか I used to do that. I used to just walk home from work. 行きはさちょっと朝早く起きれないから電車で行って、帰り、まあ、早くオフィス出れる日はちょっと歩いて帰ったりとか
But You don't like living far from the train station, right?
No.
Yeah, everyone hates that. Everyone's like, I don't know. As soon as you're more than 10 minutes from the train station, it's like, oh my God, it's so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, I live pretty far from the train station.
Yeah. Well, that's because, like, なんていうの、その、駅まで歩くのは、
It's not a waste of time, though, to walk at 15
walking
minutes.
Walking for 15 minutes is fine. If you're walking, なんかその、If you're not forced to do it. You know what I mean? なんか駅から15分離れてるところに住んでるとどうしても駅に行くにはそこを歩かなきゃいけないじゃん。
Yeah, that's fine. I've accepted that.
I don't like
that. It's part of my life.
やだ。
I like forcing myself to walk that.
だからこんなにマッチョになったのか。
Because I walk 15 minutes?
そういうのの、なんか積み重ねで。
Well, I did...almost no exercise for like the past month and a half or so. I haven't felt as good as I felt before. So this study makes a lot of sense to me. I felt like I didn't have enough time and I think I was making, excuses. like you said.
あれだもんね、その1日2時間やんなきゃいけないとかそういうことじゃないんだもんね。だから30分、まあこの研究だと1日45分。
Well, even, you know, even little things, like you don't need any equipment. If you have a floor, you can do, you can do sit-ups and you can do push-ups and you can, there's all kinds of things you can do.
ね、そう自分の床で。マミ、あのマシンが好きじゃなくて、なんか嫌なの。だから家で、
Why?
わかんない、なんかつまんないから、飽きる。だから自分の家でこう寝る前に普通に部屋でワークアウトするけど、ちょっとストレッチとか、at least。でも、でもね、冬はちょっとやる気なくなるよね、やっぱ。
Yeah.
寒いし。
But you pay for it though. If you don't do it, you'll pay for it.I think people are different. Some people can get away with not doing any exercise. In my personal experience, I found that I can't do that.
Okay.
I definitely end up getting sick or something if I don't exercise. It's weird. Isn't that weird?
It is really weird. Mommy, 全然平気だけど夏前だとあちょっと水着も着るし
You don't feel like energy is like building up and you're getting stressed?
I don't feel stressed out. I feel heavier and I feel this, なんか、もわもわする。なんかずっとワークアウト、走ったりとか、何ヶ月かしてない、サボると、なんかちょっともわもわしてくる。あ、なんか、むくんだりとかしやすくなるし、なんか。
Yeah, but, what's もわもわ?
I don't know. わかんない。
I actually don't know.
多分みんなわかんないと思う。マイケルだけじゃない。なんかこう、もわ、なんていうの?すっきりしないってことだから。なんか溜まってるっていうか
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If I don't exercise regularly, I can't think clearly. I get really stressed out.
まあそこまでいかないけど私は
Like 結構やばいよ。I don't know if it's because that's what I usually do, and then I change it.
そう、それもあるじゃない?
I don't know. But this, the study seems to suggest that, I mean, people that just sat around overeating for just 7 days.
Yeah, ね。
All of a sudden, their metabolic function was compromised with underexpressed genes and overexpressed genes.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that it changes your gene expression in just a week is pretty intense.
ちょっと怖いね。世のお父さんたちね、ちょっと走んなくてもいいんだよね。ウォーキングとかでもさ、なんでもいいんだけど。だから犬飼ってる人とかはね、歩かなきゃいけないからちょっといいのかね、散歩で。
Mm.
まあ小型犬とかでめっちゃゆっくり歩いてるとあんま意味ないかもしれないけど。
Well, you don't have to have a dog, but.
But you were kind of forced to do it, John. If you have a dog, it's like it's not really your choice.
Yeah, but even if you don't have a dog, you should really be doing it for yourself.
Yeah, 私なんかあの走るのちょっとサボっちゃったりとかしてるときはとりあえず半身浴だけしとく。
Do you walk Barutan?
What? No.
No. Because I see people walking cats lately.
Yeah, I see it too, but I don't know if that's good for
the
cat.
But cats walk outside on their own, generally.
だから you don't have to have leash on them. なんかあのだって猫散歩してる人見ると結構引っ張ってるじゃん。こう猫自由に行っちゃうから犬と違って。なんか
Well, dogs do that too.
But cats are really small and their bones are really tiny. So なんかこう引っ張られてるの見るとなんかちょっと怖い。え？みたいな。I don't know.
They're fine. Archaeologists.
You're so mean to cats.
Archaeologists will be using a robot turtle to explore C. rex. It's called U-Cat, actually. U-C-A-T. It's a highly maneuverable small robot turtle designed to be able to penetrate dangerous wreckage. U-Cat can swim forwards, backwards, up, down, and rotate in place. Furthermore, it is designed to propel itself through the water without actually disturbing the water around it, which could cause silt from the ocean floor to kick up and limit visibility. UCAD is part of an ongoing trend in robots known as biomimetics, or robots that are designed after animals.
考古学者が海底に沈む古代の遺産などを見つけるようにカメロボットが開発されました。UCAD と呼ばれるこのロボットは人間が入れない危険な海底の残骸の中も泳ぐことができます。前後左右自在に動くことが可能で回転もできるそうです。水流を起こさずに進めるため水の透明度を損なわないというのも特徴の一つで、あの、まあ、要はダイビングとかでよく言う、こう味噌汁状態にならないということ、これバイオメメティクスという最近ちょっと話題のこう動物を真似したというか動物の、動きとかを元にロボットを作るっていうのの一つです。カメロボット。
You saw the picture.
Yeah.
ちっちゃいよね。
うん。かわいいかな。
ちょっとだけ。
うん。あの、でかいさ、何ロボットあるじゃん。もっと兵器用の、猫というか、チーターみたいなやつ。あれは怖いというか、キモいじゃん。
何それ、チーターみたいなやつ。
You know what US is developing?
The DARPA one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's not underwater, じゃない。
No, I'm talking about biomimetics.
Ah, そっか。Yeah, it just looks like a Terminator cheetah.
そうそう。でもこれは、このカメはちょっとかわいい。あの、wreck ね、危ないんだよね。こう、ダイバーの人が、あの、泳ぐとさ、こう、何、崩れてきたりとか、
あの、Well, it's also, sometimes,
stuck しちゃったりして。
Sometimes they're in extremely deep.places in the ocean.
Right, right.
And divers have a hard time going that deep. I think there is a limit on how far or how deep you can dive, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Isn't there? I mean, don't
yeah, I'm
you,
sure, I'm
you
sure.
have a diver's license, so.
Yeah, I mean,
Kuzu.
わかんないけど、絶対あるでしょうね。だってもう pressurize されてすごいことになっちゃうもんね。耳とか。
Yeah, just even the first three or four meters is feels like a lot on your ears.
1メートルでもなんだよね、実は。1メートルでも結構何もしないと、あの、もうなんか最初からイクアライしてないとダメなんだって。
So this thing is smaller than a human, which
is convenient.
That's convenient. And also, I think because it moves like a turtle, humans can't do that same way of maneuvering around without disturbing the water so much. So that's another advantage of this thing. And yeah, there's just a bunch of wrecks in really deep places where we literally haven't been able to fully explore them because we don't have any robots small enough to go inside. And then humans can't dive that deep. So
네.
This is going to be, should be interesting. They might find some new stuff.
네, これでまたなんか結構な大発見とかがあるかもしれないね。
A lot of the most significant things that we found, have been shipwrecks, actually. Like the Antikythera device or the Antikythera mechanism.
What's that?
The Antikythera mechanism is an analog computer. That was
あの丸いやつ?
It's from like what is it from?
超昔, right?
It's like first century BC.
Right.
It's like over 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
It's over 2,000 years old. And it's used to calculate astronomical positions.
Right.
So this was an analog computer that people were using to calculate the locations of different planetary bodies and stuff.
Right. 結構最近だよね、見つかったの。
I don't think so, actually. I think
really?
I think it was recovered in like that early 1900s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking about something else.
But they figured out what it is more recently.
Right? Yeah, because I remember reading that article.
Yeah, so this Antikythera mechanism actually doesn't match up with our understanding of human history at all. It's way too advanced.
Right.
And they didn't, you know, nothing of that complexity even existed until like 1,500 years later. So this device that they found is 1,500 years early.
Yeah.
As far as the technology that we were aware of at the time.
We went backwards by 2000年じゃない?
Yeah, so there's just all kinds crazy. Of really cool shit in the ocean that they might be able to find.
ね、楽しみ。というわけで、お話は終わりなんだけど、ちょっとすごい発表があるんだよね、今日は。
Yeah.
12月10日、今年最後のラジオのスペシャルウィークに、爆笑問題カーボーイゲストにまた呼ばれました。イエーイ、超楽しみだね、ちょっとびっくりしたのが、あの2時間構成になってて、1時間最初の前半がヤクミツルさんがゲストで、で次がうちららしくて、ちょっと大丈夫かなっていう。ヤクミツルさんの後、
緊張します。
大丈夫かな。なんかね、ヤクミツルさんが流行語大賞 の審査員をやってるから、その話を1時間して、でその後にうちらが今年の何ニュース、今年のとなんか一番のニュース3本みたいな、選ばなきゃいけない。
Yeah, we still have to do that.
We haven't done it yet. So, でなんかその発表をね、この間火曜日に爆笑問題のお二人がしてくださって、それを聞いたんだけど。
Should be fun.
ね、楽しみね。なんかしかもスペシャルウィークだよ。すごいね。めっちゃ楽しみ。なんかこの間やった時すごい楽しかったから、なんか。
Yeah, that was good.
ね。
Pretty much, we got a lot of positive feedback from that. So.
そう、それでなんか今回もみんなもツイッターではさ、こうね、いろいろレスポンスもらって、普段のそのカウボーイファンの人たちからもなんか楽しみみたいな言ってくれて嬉しいよね。いやなんかさ、またあいつらかよみたいな、だからどうしようと思うじゃん。誰だよみたいな。よかったね。そう、12月10日なので皆さんぜひ。聞いてください。
He mentioned my headache too.
あ、そうだよ。そうだよ。なんだっけ？
He said it was ironic that I was talking about how the
the diver
should be careful.
あ、いや、お前だよって言われてた。yeah. 本当だよ。確かに。まあでももう良くなったもんね。すごいみんなに心配してもらって。
Yeah, I'm totally fine. It just turns out that I can't drink red wine.
Yeah.
No, but actually, 40% of people that have migraines, red wine will be a trigger for them.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, because it contains something called tyramine.
なんかさ、誰かがココアもうダメみたいなの言ってたけど。
Well, there's a lot of different things that contain tyramine, but red wine is especially high in that.
じゃあ、偏頭痛で苦しんでる人は赤ワインやめてみたらちょっと良くなるかな?
I didn't know. I never drink red wine, so...
ね、急におしゃれぶったから。なんか、そう、楽しみ。あと、だって再来週?来週じゃないよね。再来週。
What is?
The radio.
Oh, yeah.
再来週。もうすぐだね。っていうかもう12月になっちゃうね。
Yeah, this year was fast.
ね、あっという間だったね。5月にポッドキャスト始めて。
もう今日45回目?
そうだね。やばいね。45回もやってんのこれ。
doesn't feel like it. I don't really get used to it that much.
そうね。でもだって最初マイク、あのちっちゃいさ、USB の。やつだった時か、あとうちで一回録音したことあったよね。
Yeah, we have.
そうだ。なんか懐か、でもそうやって考え、一個一個のことを考えるとちょっと昔に思える。
Mm.
ヘッドフォンもなかったし、あとこの大きいマイク二人で一本の時もあったし。
Yeah, I feel like the equipment's getting a lot better, but
そうだよ。
Are we getting?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
というわけで、また。来週かな。
はい。
はい。なんか今日どっか初雪、あ、わかんない。なんかもう雪降ってるとこいっぱいあるみたいね。日本も。
どこ？
忘れちゃった。
あ、from today？
うん。
ずっと前からじゃない？
あのね、どっかで初雪だったの。But I forgot where it was。
毎日そうだよ。
いや今日ニュースですごい言ってたからさ。
はい。
へーと思って。な、明日からまたすごい寒くなるらしいから。皆さんちょっと気をつけて風邪ひかないようにしましょう。
Yes.
Yes. OK. ではまた来週。
はい。
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.